And we are going to discuss the Vancouver Canucks, who are 1 point out of the playoffs with a few games in hand. Jeff Patterson from TSN 1040, the Province and Canucks Army, joins us. Jeff, I look at the Canucks and I see a team that, you know what, they're close, they're competitive, but no one should expect that this team suddenly should be a playoff team.
No, Gregor, we're just basking in the afterglow of a 3-0 shutout loss down in Glendale out here on the West Coast tonight. Look, they've been a nice story since Christmas, primarily on the backs of a red-hot Ryan Miller, who at 36, I wasn't sure had this gear in him this deep into a season. Years past, he's sort of played too much and worn down, but he's been terrific. And the Canucks are essentially the 2003 Minnesota Wild. They just try to grind out a result, and they've had a little bit of success doing it, and it's kept them in the race. But throughout this season, we have always cautioned to listeners out here and Canuck fans, just wait. Just wait till the All-Star break and then see what happens. Because out of the break, they have 6 of 8 on the road. 7 of those 8 are against teams that are currently in a playoff spot. The day of reckoning is coming for this Vancouver team. Again, it's been a nice story to get them to this point. And in fact, they were above the playoff bar after their win in Denver on Wednesday. I think a reality check is quickly approaching.
So who do you think they would have at the deadline that they'd be willing to part with that teams would have interest in?
Well, this is a difficult one because Jim Benning came out in early December and said, I'm not going to my veteran guys with no trade clauses and asking them to waive them. I mean, he put himself out there, kind of puts his neck on the line, and I didn't understand why he did it, and I really didn't understand why he did it so early, although his suggestion was he was trying to, you know, create an environment in the locker room to get rid of some uncertainty, but it just seems like backwards thinking. I don't think Ryan Miller is going anywhere, even though there are so many teams with goaltending problems. Most of them are teams that the Canucks are battling with right now, so I don't see them offloading a guy like Miller to help somebody else. You know, I think early in the season, Alex Burrows, with playoff experience and big game experience, might have been attractive. And Alex Burrows had a nice first half of the season playing with Bo Horvat and Sven Berchi, but really since Christmas, he has looked like a 35-year-old whose future was in doubt last offseason. And so I just don't know. You know, would a guy like Alain Vigneault in New York maybe use Alex Burrows in certain roles and be able to get something out of him? You know, he was linked to Montreal at times because he's from there and has spoken about, you know, if he couldn't play for the Canucks, Montreal would be the other team he'd love to play for. So, you know, right situations, maybe a guy like Alex Burrows. I think where the Canucks are running into some problems now is the expansion draft. They can't protect all the guys that they want to. And with the emergence of Sven Berchi and Marcus Granlund, I think a guy like Yannick Hansen might potentially be on the block here in the next month. He's coming back from injury after the All-Star break. But, you know, I don't want to lose him for absolutely nothing in the offseason to Vegas if that's the guy that was available. So wouldn't surprise me if they were shopping Yannick Hansen around the NHL.
Jeff, you mentioned the Benning came out and said he wouldn't ask those guys. Now, that was a few months ago, and what you say publicly is totally different than maybe what you do behind closed doors.
Yep.
Do you expect him to be different behind closed doors?
Jim Benning's a pretty honest guy, honest to a fault at times, and, you know, just based on his track record here, what he has said for public consumption is pretty much the way that he has operated. But I understand where you're coming from, and it's easy for a GM to say what he said and for the reasons he said it. Again, you know, you're looking at a team that just doesn't have an awful lot. I mean, they really don't.
Yeah.
Their surplus now is on the back end, but most of it is young players. So in terms of, you know, dealing guys in expiring contracts, there just isn't a whole lot of that. There isn't much inventory when it comes to the Vancouver Canucks. I do think that, you know, they would be open to listening to teams if somebody came at them with a score, because they're in dire need of somebody that can put the puck in the net. And, you know, they've got guys. And I'm not suggesting that these players are on the block in any way, but, you know, Chris Tanev at this stage of his career, I think, would be very attractive to a team that saw itself as, you know, a team that could go deep in the playoffs. Ben Hutton, you know, a young emerging player, but the Canucks have a few others now that maybe make a Ben Hutton expendable. And his name was linked to Buffalo and the Evander Kane deals back in November. So I think if the Canucks are looking to make a hockey trade, I think that you look at what they've got on the back end that might be attractive to some other teams around the league.
Jeff Patterson joins us from Vancouver. Now, Jeff, Ryan Miller is a UFA at the end of the year. You know, obviously, they're not going to protect him. There's no chance because they'd have to re-sign him anyway. I don't see that. It's like, why wouldn't they deal him? Like, does he not want to be traded at his stage? Does he want to go somewhere? Is he that comfortable? Why do you think they wouldn't deal him?
Well, I think the St. Louis experience for him kind of soured him on being dealt at the deadline. He was the last big-name goaltender that a team went out and acquired at the trade deadline with the purpose of thinking he was going to be the savior and get them on a run, and that blew up in his face and St. Louis's face. You know, there's a lot going on with Ryan Miller. He's an interesting guy. He had worked to get to the West Coast. His wife's an actress based in Hollywood, although she spends a fair bit of time in Vancouver. But, you know, for that reason, he's got trade protection in that contract of his. I don't see him moving back to the other side of the continent. They've got a young child now. And so if he was open to moving, I think it would be a pretty select number of teams that he would consider. But the other thing is, you know, he's been such a big part of what the Canucks have going on. He plays 3 out of every 4 games at this stage of his career. I don't think he wants to be a backup. Like, he doesn't have a Stanley Cup, and I don't know how much he burns to be a Stanley Cup winner, but there's some, just, again, his makeup, something tells me that he doesn't want to go somewhere and just be a passenger and be insurance. He's a guy that wants to play, and right now he's in a good situation. Willie Desjardins keeps trotting him out there. He trusts him far more than he does Jacob Markstrom, to the point that there's talk about bringing Miller back on a one-year deal next year. So I think Ryan Miller's pretty happy with the situation that he's in here in Vancouver. Again, if the Canucks could get something in return, I think they would look at that, but he's got the no-trade protection, so ultimately, you know, he's got the hammer.
Yeah, I guess I understand players if they don't want to, but when you know you're near the end of your career, you'd think you might want to take an opportunity, albeit now you can pick and choose and maybe see if there's the right opportunity, of course, but man, I understand St. Louis, but that's like saying, you know what, I had a bad relationship once, so I'm never going to go in another one.
Yeah, I hear you there. I think it's more about the situation he's in, though, and right now he's looked at as the guy. I mean, I think we've done polls on our radio station. You know, people look at him as the most valuable player on the Vancouver Canucks. So, you know, where would they be without him? And again, I do think it speaks to this organization's lack of faith and confidence in Jacob Markstrom, who looked to be the goalie of the future, but the guy plays once every 4 games and hasn't been given any kind of run. And I just wonder if they keep trotting Miller out there on a nightly basis. You know, what does that, they're committed to Markstrom. He's got a 3-year deal that kicks in next year. But again, a part of me thinks that Ryan Miller won't be leaving Vancouver, that he's going to have to find a, you know, he'll take a big pay cut, obviously. He's not getting $6 million again. But they've got Thatcher Demko waiting in the wings, but he's in his first year as a pro. I think he needs a couple more years in the American Hockey League. And so I think if you're looking for a stopgap, you know, for a lot of the reasons I laid out, Vancouver and Ryan Miller, there might just be a fit there for another season.
Ooh, interesting. Jeff, great stuff, man. Quickly, who is your surprise team, positive or negative, in the Western Conference?
The St. Louis Blues fascinate me, and maybe I have overvalued what they are and the fact that David Backes isn't there and Troy Brouwer's left and Barrett Jackman. But, you know, I guess I still thought that there was enough of a window there. I realize they got goaltending issues, but Hitch's last year, like, I just can't believe that they're going to go as meekly into the night as they are. So I kind of think that there, you know, there might be something there in St. Louis. I expected more from the St. Louis Blues, and so to see them where they are in a wild card spot right now, to me, one of the, sort of a surprise, I think, at this stage of the season.
Jeff, have a great weekend. Enjoy the All-Stars.
Okay, Jason.